Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. We design, craft and install beautiful kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Now though, the average price of motor insurance rose by 9% between 2023 and 2024 to reach €623. These are figures that are coming from the Central Bank, where it said the average expected cost of claims per policy increased 3% to €397, and that's the highest it's been since back in 2014. Well, our reporter Brian O'Connell was in Blackpool in Cork City early this morning asking people if they have noticed their car insurance premiums increasing.
In the last year it has increased, yes.
And had you any claims in the past year? Was there any reason for
No, it was just straightforward up. I haven't had any claims. I've never had a claim.
Roughly any idea how much it went up by?
I can't remember, but it was at least €100 anyway, I'd say.
Would you be one of these people who shops around?
No.
I haven't noticed it. The same price comes up every year. Same price comes up every year, so I'm happy. Once it doesn't go up, I'm happy.
What the insurance companies are saying is the cost of repairing cars has gone up.
Right.
Have you noticed that? You go to get service, it's gone up. You go
yes,
to get repairs.
Yes, I have noticed that, yeah. Everything's going up, correct?
Yeah, I have. I've noticed it gone up there now. The last couple of years, it definitely did go up now, right? Like, so being a woman, it was always cheaper. But it has gone up now. Like, the number we're always lucky, like, with the kids. Kids' insurance has gone up an awful lot.
As well.
You've noticed it, yeah. My lads now who are like 20 and 22, you know, and their insurance.
How much
is
are
quite
they paying
high.
For their car insurance?
The 22-year-old now on his own, and he is paying 1,300, I think it is.
And the younger lad?
The younger lad, then he's actually under his grandmother, so he's a bit cheaper, but it's still coming in at, I think, 1,200.
And they wouldn't have had any claims?
No.
But it's still going up?
Yeah.
What the insurance companies are saying is the cost of repairing cars, the cost of maintenance has gone up.
Yeah, I don't know. Do you know, I think it's, I don't know, that's an excuse, I think. I suppose the price of everything has gone up, so it's, you know, like there now my father-in-law had a crash actually there during the week, like, you know, and the damage now was just two doors, but they're saying about €5,000 to fix it, like, yeah. And it wasn't a crash, it was a tip, like.
So you can see then why the insurance companies are looking to reclaim some of that.
Yeah, that's a lot,
premiums.
Like,
yeah.
That's a minimum of 5,000 to fix it, like, that's a lot, you know. And they're writing off a lot of cars too, like, so that's why I suppose that would kind of make sense.
Well, let's get to the bottom of all this. That's Brian O'Connell there out and about in Cork City. Jonathan Heher is with me, Managing Director of CFM Insurance Group. Good morning, Jonathan.
Hi, Claire.
You're a broker, so you're dealing with many of the insurance companies. So the figures that we're hearing about here, a 9% increase in a motor insurance premium, does that tally with what you're seeing around €623?
Yeah, for 2024 it does. We started to get calls from insurance companies at the end of 2023 to sort of flag to us that there was going to be increased premiums coming in, the cost of repairs, the delay in getting parts for vehicles were having a knock-on effect for them. And we saw that throughout 2024. We don't have 2025 figures yet, but I don't think it continued into 2025. I think that it stabilised. So whilst we saw the increase in 2024, it's good news that it stabilised throughout 2025.
Right, so you're saying that it stayed flat then throughout this year, you think?
I think there would have been, I think if it was to put a guess, I'd say that there's, without the stats, I'd say there was a slight increase, but not as much as the 9% that we saw in 2024. And to sort of, without sugarcoating this, when we started to see the rate increases come through, we've been through these cycles before with insurance in Ireland, which traditionally has been a total basket case, where once the prices start to go up, they keep going up until they hit a point where they're totally unaffordable. And just listening to some of your the people that run the with your reporter there, for a 22-year-old to be paying €1,300, whilst it sounds a lot, I remember when 22-year-olds were paying €4,000 prior to the personal injury guidelines coming in here to Ireland.
Yeah.
So, and I don't think we're in the same cycle that we've been in before, which is where prices keep going up, up and up. I think we've seen an adjustment for the cost of repairs, but that's not going to continue to rise. I think it was an adjustment for that year.
So we're not going to see the €4,000 premium for the 22-year-old, but we shouldn't either accept that €1,300 is affordable. Like, it's crazy money.
No, it is crazy money, but I think that the improvements are coming in all the time. And I mean, the personal injury guidelines and the injuries resolution board, all of these things have made a significant difference to car insurance premiums in Ireland over the last 5 or 6 years. And there is more more work to be done. I think the introduction of mediation through the resolutions board will be an additional help. So it's not injuries that have traditionally driven these rate increases up. This is down to the cost of repairs. And I think that there is genuine significant increase in the cost of repairs of these vehicles. I think.
What do you know about that, Jonathan, about the increase in the cost of repairs?
We wouldn't have access to the stats, but from talking to our customers, what happens quite often is someone will speak to us and say that they had a small tip this morning. It's probably going to be €300 or €400 to fix. Should they bother going through my insurer? They decide not to hold on to their no claims bonus. They then bring the car to the garage to get the repair, and they phone us back and say, I've just been told the repairs will be a minimum €1,500 to €2,000. I'm going to have to put a claim through my insurance policy. So those small scratches and little things that people took care of themselves, they can't afford to do that anymore. The costs are too high.
Mm-hmm. So the little dings now might have cost you a couple of hundred. Now you're into well over €1,000.
Yes. Yeah, definitely.
Mm-hmm. So on that front then, do you see that changing? And I know it's not your area of expertise. You help people insure the cars, not fix them. But what are you seeing, or what are you being told is happening on that side?
Very hard to get labour for the garages. It's very hard for them to get new employees. The cost of labour has increased. The knock-on effect, I think, from the supply chain through COVID, that never really went away. So there's a huge delay in waiting for parts. We have a customer currently who has a windscreen, and the windscreen isn't available here in Ireland. They're waiting for it to come in. It's 3 weeks now that customer is waiting for a new windscreen, and the cost of a windscreen typically would have been about €200. This is now going to cost the insurance company close to €1,500 to replace this windscreen.
Is that including the labour?
That will include the labour, yeah.
Uh-huh. That's a big increase, isn't it?
It's not a typical example, though. In fairness, it's just an example of where the supply chain, when it is there, the knock on effect affects the garages, it affects how it affects the insurers, and then it affects the customers.
Yeah, but you're saying that would have cost not so long ago €200.
Yes, and but the windscreen claims would still typically, if they're available and in stock, it only costs the insurers between €200 and €300, depending on the type of windscreen.
Ah, right. So that specific example is because it has to be ordered in.
Exactly. Yeah. It's a specific example of where the supply chain, when it's not there, how the knock-on effect happens.
I'm sure you'll have heard Moya Murdoch from Insurance Ireland saying that the overall claims environment is being undermined by persistently high legal costs and longer litigation settlement timeframes. Now, you seem to be more focused, though, on the cost of the repairs.
Well, from speaking to insurers, they aren't saying to us that they all welcome the injuries board review that happened over the last couple of years, that there was the reduction in the claims. What insurance companies were screaming for was, in Ireland, we were paying €20,000 for a soft tissue injury, and everywhere else in Europe was paying €4,000. We've significantly brought down that €20,000 award, and that has had a knock-on effect in reducing premiums from 2017 right up to 2024, where we saw that increase again. There was a judicial review being done to put those awards back up slightly, but it looks like the government has refused to take on that increase, which is good news as well for customers. The injuries claims would cause us to go back into a cycle of ever-increasing premiums, and then they'll come back down again. I really don't think we're in that at the moment. It was an adjustment in 2024 for the accidental damage claims, as opposed to us seeing more and more injury claims. We're not seeing that on the ground, that there's more injury claims or higher awards. Mm-hmm. Certainly, if they fall out of the resolution board, legal costs are quite high once they don't. But if the awards, and more of them are, get accepted through the resolutions board, that will help to reduce premiums as well.
Right. Okay. Well, that would be the hope. But the important thing from what you're saying is you don't see the same inflation in 2025, and you don't think that the premiums are going to skyrocket to levels that we might have seen in the past?
No, I don't. I can't see it unless there's a change with the awards and the Judicial Council increase the soft tissue awards. I don't see us going through a boom to bust cycle that we've gone through. Oh, I've seen it so many times, and it does get to a point where car insurance is unaffordable for drivers, particularly for younger drivers, where the average premiums go to €4,000. An 18-year-old could be €6,000. So we're not in a great place, but we're not in the place was where we were previously.
All right, Jonathan, thank you for being with us on the programme. Jonathan Herher there from CFM Insurance Group. Coming up a little bit later, later we'll have the gathering, of course, discussing all of the news of the week, and we'll be hearing about new details that have emerged about the life of Luigi Mangione. He's the man accused of the shooting dead of the head of the health insurance company in the United States, United Health. But next up, what's the weather going to be like when you're out trick-or-treating?
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.